The planning conversation starts here on the Income Protection Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Cogdall and Grayson Owen.
All right, Mike, we're back for episode two. How we doing?
What's happening, my friend?
Not much. We're here in Savannah waiting for winter to arrive. We only have about, I think, 1 to 3 weeks of winter a year. And so this will be our first real week of winter since I grew up experiencing what you could call real winter in Maryland and Virginia. It's rare around here. And I also hear you might be getting more snow in the panhandle than I'm getting in Georgia. What's going on there?
Check this out, Grayson. First time in 60 years, they say it's going to start snowing. I think 60 years, measurable. And I think it's supposed to start at 2 o'clock. So they canceled school on Sunday until Thursday for this because we had Martin Luther King yesterday. So we just finished Christmas break, so we have a whole other week off, basically. And they say up to 3 to 5 inches of snow here. And if you went to the Publix grocery store, you would think a Cat 5 hurricane was coming or an EF 5 tornado. There aren't even any beans left on the shelf for a 48-hour little ice storm and some snow. So people are really, really panicking, which I find kind of humorous because I've spent most of my life vis-a-vis the Midwest or in the Rocky Mountains. So watching people wear like actual snowmobile suits and puffer coats when it's 35 degrees out to go get their beans and their pickles or whatever, heck, everybody, they're buying everything. So and I don't blame them. They don't know. They're not aware.
And all because there are no salt trucks in the Southeast, right? That's why this is happening. It makes it feel like it's similar to a Cat 5 hurricane or, right?
And the key is for guys like you and I, and this is good for anybody that's listening, just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean you stop faster on ice. You don't stop any quicker. So we'll see what happens. So here I am podcasting with my dear friend Grayson Owen today and hunkered down waiting for the snow to fly. So let's get after it this morning.
There you go. And I couldn't help but think, you know, in our last podcast on episode one, you brought up how important it is when we have the tools in front of us to mitigate any risk we can, right? And so, you know, this morning I spent time making sure the faucets were dripping as some on the news and in my area told me to do. It's a way to help mitigate, you know, those pipes getting too cold. So it just got me thinking, though, it's the same thing in our disability insurance business, Mike, isn't it? That we have the tools. We just got to go get to the clients and share this solution with them so they can better protect their income in the event of a long-term disability. What are your thoughts there?
I couldn't agree more, and it's always going to be that way. Yesterday was actually a pretty eventful weekend and week, if you and I would both agree. Very eventful. You have a national championship last night, college football. We had Martin Luther King Day. We had the inauguration, and we all woke up on Tuesday morning. You and I are talking about a blizzard, but the world just keeps on spinning, and that's the other thing we have to remember. And when the world keeps on spinning, it doesn't wait for anything. And it doesn't wait for us to make decisions. As I always try to remind these children of mine, at my advanced age, you know, my kids call me Dadpa, right? That's a combination of grandpa and dad at the same time. But I remind them, you know, procrastination, time doesn't wait for anything. It just doesn't. So when we sit and talk about things like getting your homework done, it all relates back to what we're going to talk about on this podcast over and over and over again. Make sure risk protection, make sure, you know, whether you're working towards retirement, whatever you're doing, you know, if you sit one day too long, it can be too late, as they say. And I'm going to say this because it just obviously, you know how things go. They pop into my head. And I always remind people, it's especially young people. And I tell them that your next visit to a physician for any reason could be the last time you're insurable for the rest of your life. Would you really like that to happen? And if you think about it, there's no truer statement. Every time you go to a doctor, you walk out of there, you may not know what's going on. If suddenly somebody tells you your blood's not right, your insulin's a little off, you know, you go into a doctor one day and come out a type 1 diabetic, you're now uninsurable. So always, you know, these are things we want people to remember. And these are phrases that for you and I, we want our listeners to use and say, I learned this from somebody. It's okay to always continually be educated. I want you to know that the next time you go to a doctor for any reason at all, could be the last time that you're insurable for the rest of your life. And we both know the importance, and I want you to elaborate on this a little bit, the importance of being insurable. What exactly do you and I mean by that? So go ahead and pontificate here shortly on what insurable means and how important it is actually throughout your lifetime.
So insurability gives you the ability to buy insurance on your life. So it's not a sales tactic, right? Protecting your insurability gives you options for planning for risk management in the future. That's why on the life insurance side, for me personally, I bought as much term life insurance as I could. That gives me the flexibility to convert to permanent for a death benefit in the future. And I also made sure that I own individual disability insurance to protect my income. And the great thing about an individual disability insurance plan or policy, mine personally has the ability to bump coverage up over time without medical underwriting under an increased rider. So all I have to do is show financials, all because I took the time to protect my insurability early in my career. And that's the same thing that we want brokers to do with clients. They might already be doing that on the life insurance side. So we want that to translate over to the individual disability solution as well for income protection. Because Mike, we all know that most people throughout their career are going to have compensation that goes up over time, right?
The goal up and to the right.
So you want to be able to have a disability insurance product that can also increase coverage over time to protect their increasing wages. And we're able to do that with a lot of policies today, and we'll get into that in future episodes, but it all comes down to having the ability to protect your insurability early on in your life. What are your thoughts, Mike?
I couldn't agree more, and that's the point, is I've often said that the most important feature in any individual disability insurance contract, and I'll call them what they are, I even still call it income protection or risk protection as you do, but the most important feature is that future insurability, because I've had my contract since I was in my 20s. I'm now 64 years of age. I'll be 65 in May. And the reason I know I'm turning 65 is not because I have to remember, is because I get something on Medicare 3 times a day in the mail. They don't let you forget the 90-day window. That being said, my insurability today versus when I was in my 20s and I could run a marathon in 3 hours and 30 minutes is nowhere near the same. Nowhere near the same. I have to take blood pressure medicine. I have a fake hip. I have a little bit of a nerve condition. There's always something going on. And I've often said that, you know, Benjamin Button's just a movie. And for those of you that never saw Benjamin Button, you do not get younger as you go forward in the world.
And that's why there's a saying that you're the youngest and healthiest that you ever will be right now. And that affects your rates for most fully underwritten insurance products out there. So keep that top of mind when you're talking to clients.
You know, and that's what we want to do. And this doesn't have to be overly complicated. We just spent 5 minutes talking about a future purchase option, which really you summed up in pretty much 1 minute that says, you know, the thing is what you get to do now is all you have to do is show financial insurability and never medical again. And the hardest part of those two is medical. It really is, because if your income's going up and to the right, you're going to want more income protection at some point until you know you're comfortable. Like if it's just becomes a mortgage, a car, and some of the basics in life and you get there, that's fine. But for you to have the opportunity to decide how much income protection you need for you, your family, yourself, whomever you are, that should be your choice. And with this future purchase option, that is yours and solely yours until basically all the way up until almost the end of your career, which is a phenomenal thing.
Yep. No doubt about that, Mike. And those features have to be managed over time, but it can certainly come in handy for individuals who have increased in their wages over their working years.
And, you know, you and I, we'll talk about a lot of things, but one of the focuses of this entire podcast is for you and I, as we've decided, and the phrase is simple beats complicated every time. In other words, you do not have to really, really go deep into the weeds or the woods to get people to understand just how important this particular product is. And again, it's an awareness issue that you and I will continue to talk about. It's an awareness issue for the general public on this product, not a price issue. For the first few episodes, you'll hear me say it until you remember this. I mean, when it starts, how long it lasts, what they get and what it costs. Those are the basic components of a disability insurance plan. Once somebody understands those four things, what they need to understand is why they should have this, what's important to them. And this is actually, if you think about it, a selfish insurance in a way, right? Because you're actually here collecting benefit. So, you know, life insurance takes care of everybody else. This one not only takes care of everybody else, but takes care of you. And I think that's vitally important to always remember. And again, simple beats complicated every time. That's what we need to focus on. And I think right now, you just made me think of one of the very first sales ideas that I ever learned from a man named Barry Hughes, who was a Provident Life and Accident branch manager of all places in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dear friend, he wasn't from there. He was a Pittsburgh guy that was living in New Orleans, but he became the New Orleans kind of guy. And I was brand new in the business. And it's the first thing he ever taught me on how to get somebody to understand the importance. And I learned that this worked with a doctor, lawyer, CPA, plumber. It didn't matter who. And I love plumbers, by the way. They're very important. And they may be very important in the next 2 days. But anyway, very important. That being said, he taught me this, and it's a concept that should resonate with just about everybody. And I think when you and I first met, I taught it to you. So I would like you today to go ahead and let's just do another sales concept here on podcast number 2 called Job A, Job B.
Mike, one thing I want to touch on before I dive into the details on how Job A and Job B works is that it literally can apply to any occupation, right?
Any.
And so that's important. And this might be the best concept in the industry. It's very simple. It applies to almost anyone. And it only takes a one pager or a piece of paper drawing this out to do so. So, Mike, how about you step in here? You be the client and I'll be the broker educating you. Is that okay?
You got it.
To start out, we have Job A and Job B. And Job A, you have earnings, annual earnings in total of $100,000. And in Job B, you have $98,000 a year. So at your first glance, what are your thoughts? Which job looks better to you?
I'll take the $2,000 more. So I'll take Job A, Grayson. Who wouldn't?
Right. Yeah. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want the $100K a year over the $98K? Simple math. Mike, what if I told you, though, that in the event of a total disability, where you're unable to work for an extended period of time due to an injury or illness, that in Job A, you won't be making $100,000 a year, but instead, you're going to be making $0 a year. But wait, there's more. So in Job B, Mike, instead of making $98,000, if you're totally disabled, instead of making $98,000 a year, you will make $60,000 a year. So Mike, which job would you like now? Would that be Job A, where you're making $100,000 while working and $0 if you're totally disabled? Or Job B, where you're making $98,000 a year, and if you are on long-term disability claim, you're making $60,000 a year? What are your thoughts?
Let me ask you, how long am I going to get paid that $60,000?
As long as you're on claim, up until the full benefit period. So if you have an age 65 policy or age 67 policy, as long as you qualify for being on claim, that's how long the money would be coming in the door.
So you're saying if I'm unable to perform my job and I can't go to work, and it could be all kinds of things, but it's more of like a real disability. Something happens to me that I'm 40 years of age right now that I'm going to get paid 27 years at $60,000 a year.
That is certainly possible if the claim lasts that long. That's correct, Mike.
Do I have to pay taxes?
So you brought up a great point. So in the event that you own this policy individually and you're paying the premiums with after-tax dollars, that would create a non-taxable benefit at claim time. So what are your thoughts? What's your final answer here, Mike?
Well, the only thing that really makes sense is Job B, because nobody knows the future. I got to be straight up. Nobody knows the future. So the only one that really makes sense is Job B, but I don't even know how to do that or what it would take to do it.
So here is the philosophy behind Job A and Job B, Mike. Do you have any idea what the difference is between the $100K and $98K and what it represents?
No, not really.
So that $2,000 or 2% of the $100K in Job A, it represents a hypothetical premium that you would be paying towards an individual disability insurance policy. So in the event that you're totally disabled, if you're paying that $2,000 a year premium, it protects your income and replaces up to $60,000 a year in your pre-disability earnings. And so all you have to think in your mind is, okay, if I'm willing to give up a little bit of the job A gross amount of income, it protects your earnings in case something happens and you're unable to work. Does that make sense, Mike?
Sure, but how long does it stay at $2,000? Because I have property casualty insurance that seems to go up every single year. And because I live in Florida, it absolutely goes up. So for $60,000, how long does it stay at $2,000? What's the normal increase in my premium?
Great question. If you have a non-cancelable policy, that premium would stay the same for the life of the contract. The only reason why it would go up is if you utilize an increase or future purchase option under one of the policy features, which increases your coverage as well.
So what you're saying is it's really up to me, $2,000 for $60.
That's right.
That's job A, job B right there. And I actually probably asked more questions, Grayson, than most clients. Remember, I've only been doing this since 1987, but it's to give you, the listener, a feel for how easy this is. You use your own speak like Grayson did. I've always told people, is this is something you can sit there and practice? I know it sounds silly, right? Practice. But practice it four or five times on, you know what, your spouse, your kids, your friend, whoever, just to get comfortable so you don't have to skip around or mess the procedure up, because it's really like a four-step thing. But once you have it, the client sees it, they go, boom, 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 I got it. What questions do you have? I don't really have any. Does it make sense to you? And when you ask if it makes sense, that's when they have to answer one of two. And you and I are going to do this all the time. What's the one of two?
Yes or no.
It's yes or no. There's not a maybe. Because if there's a maybe, you have to finish the conversation. You have to finish your concept. It's either yes, it makes sense, or no. And if yes, it makes sense, now you currently have job A. I can put you into job B.
That's right. Yeah, and I think engaging the client and asking them to be involved on each of those steps is an easy way to make sure they're tracking with you. And but yeah, it's very simple and can all be done on one piece of paper while you're having coffee with a client at the coffee shop.
Again, we talked about insincere objections. If someone says, well, I like A because I want the $2,000 and nothing's going to happen to me, it's like, what part don't you understand? And you know what? You really, 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 you're in charge. You may not want that person as a client.
And back to your original statement, Mike, I know you've been saying this for years, simple beats complicated every time. This is one of the best concepts to explain to clients because almost every single client understands this.
And absolutely. And with that being said, I got to go upstairs, find my Colorado box, get my puffer coat, my boots, a hat, a set of gloves, and get ready to maybe shovel some snow here in the panhandle of Northwest Florida. Good luck to you, my friend. You're going to get it about 6 hours later than me.
Yeah, I think it hasn't snowed here in the Savannah area since 2018. But yeah, we're getting prepared. And my 2-year-old daughter, it's her first time ever seeing snow. So I'm excited for her. No question about that. Mike, really enjoyed our conversation today and looking forward to our next one. Any final thoughts?
Oh, it's all good. Enjoy the rest of your week. And remember, financial planning starts with a risk protection package first.
And your clients are counting on you. See you on the show next time.
All right, my friend. Be well.